stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as today's broadcast extravaganza rolls right along, folks, you've already heard the Chief Travel Leader conversation with David Neeleman. RJ just brought you the latest open road on airport rental cars. Now it's time for the 163rd Destination Spotlight as we focus on America's 24th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1821, and we're sponsored by Colette.
When you go guided and you travel with Colette, they simply do it right. Why? Well, their tours are designed by travelers for travelers. Booking a tour with them means you're going to get to experience all the joy, wonder, and exhilaration of the destination without the stress, worry, and anxiety that can often come with coordinating complicated travel plans.
A leader in guided travel since 1918, Colette operates tours to suit every type of travel situation, pretty much anywhere you want to go. From small group tours and river cruises to destination gyms, every Colette adventure includes terrific accommodations, dining, and transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, must-sees, and built-in free time. Don't sweat the small stuff, folks. Let Colette do it for you at gocolette.com or check out rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And now we're headed back to the show hotline for this e-block as Stephen Fouts, Missouri's Director of Tourism, is patiently waiting to join us.
Well, he is indeed. Welcome, Stephen. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, what we love about this segment of our show is America is truly blessed with such diverse states. When I think of the many times that I've been out to Missouri, all the things that are available for travelers to experience in the Show Me State, I mean, it's vast. From Kansas City to St. Louis, Springfield to Columbia, Independence to Branson, the capital of Jefferson City. I mean, I want you to touch on some of the diversity across your state.
You hit it right on the head. Variety is the word we use to describe the Show Me State, and we really believe that we can deliver on that promise.
So speaking of variety, let's talk a little bit about food tourism. Coming up next hour during our preferred travel panel, we're actually going to be discussing culinary travel, Stephen, and ways that food impacts where we go and where we visit. And Robert, you and I have been to Kansas City, Missouri for great barbecue. St. Louis has its own take on pizza with the Prevelle cheese, which is quite a staple. That's a lovely, wonderful. I had to bring it up, Stephen. I'm sorry.
And the thin crust
pizza, yeah. But that Prevelle cheese, if you go to Missouri, you have to try it. You've got toasted ravioli that's popular in Missouri, and of course the gooey butter cake. And you know, you can't think of St. Louis and not think of Anheuser-Busch. How much does the food and the culinary scene impact travel and tourism to the state?
Well, Missouri's unique food offerings certainly are one of the things that bring people to our state and one of the things people enjoy most when they're here. And you, again, hit the nail on the head with some of those things. For me, it doesn't get any better than barbecue, and while Kansas City is perhaps the most well-known location for it, you find great barbecue across Missouri. St. Louis has a great spin on barbecue. They really lean into things like pork steaks and pork ribs. Southwest Missouri and southeastern Missouri have some great barbecue locations in Branson and small towns like Dexter in southeastern Missouri. And here in the center part of the state, we have a couple of really great locations. And then I think you find we have a lot of international flair. You know, Missouri is kind of a cultural melting ground, so melting pot, excuse me. So you see that we have influences from German, French, Italian. The Hill in St. Louis, of course, is one of the largest Italian neighborhoods in the country, and they have a lot of great restaurants there. So while we're known for barbecue and things like toasted ravioli, which is probably my personal favorite thing, there are a lot of great opportunities for culture, for food, foodies here in Missouri.
Let's talk about this because, you know, Route 66 from Chicago to Santa Monica, it's just over 2,400 miles or so. About 320 of those miles go through Missouri. You also have the Ozarks that are big for travelers, Silver Dollar City in Branson. It's consistently ranked as a top theme park in the country. And I would say seeing a baseball game there at Busch Stadium like we have in St. Louis, looking out at the St. Louis Arch, there may not be a better backdrop, frankly. So what is your office rank as some of the top things to do when visiting Missouri?
Well, we like a lot of things, and there's no better way to get tourism folks in trouble than to ask them to start ranking things. But, again, you've touched on some of the most popular things that we have. Silver Dollar City, of course, a very popular theme park, always ranked as you noted, one of the best in the country. The Missouri Ozarks offer a wonderful opportunity to get outdoors and explore. We have beautiful, crystal-clear rivers and streams that are ideal for floating and canoe trips. The major metropolitan areas, but you know, our small towns have a lot of charm as well. And up and down Route 66, which celebrates its 100th year this year, you get a little bit of everything. We have large cities like St. Louis on one end and Springfield on another, and then as you cross the state, you have smaller communities like Pulaski County, where there's a new neon park and Lebanon, where there's a Route 66 museum, Merrimack Caverns in Stanton. There's just so many great things to see across Missouri, a mural park in Joplin.
Well, this leads.
You really can find something to suit every travel MO here in the Show Me City.
Absolutely. It's great for families. All right, last question for us. We've been focusing heavily on America's 250th birthday. Anything happening in Missouri? Is Missouri going to be celebrating big, Stephen? And you have about 20 seconds.
Sure. If you want to see a great fireworks show here for July 4th in the Show Me State, no better place than the Gateway Arch in St. Louis and then at the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City, which there's a World Cup game on July 3rd and then fireworks at the Memorial on July 4th. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
Well, of course, you got to have some good barbecue with that, too.
And the toasted ravioli.
Exactly.
I'm with you, Stephen.
Yes. Like, right. Listen, you're going to go. You're going to be well-fed. And Mary, this sets us up for the next segment that's coming up next hour.
It certainly does.
Stephen, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend and the Show Me State. Really enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. Now. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, Stephen, he showed us. The Show Me State showed us.
He absolutely did. And he also brought out a lot of the smaller communities in Missouri, too.
So the website, folks, to plan your own travels there is just visitmo.com. Visitmo.com. When we return with Hour 2 in just a few minutes, the Preferred Travel Panel will fill these national airwaves. A Rudy Riff and listener emails on Utah are also still to come today. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.